I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here from Ballet Desmond. My friend Berna is a nurse and isn't the old witch waltzing around the town, waving her vaccine passport, singing, "Oh, this year I'm off to sunny Spain," while the rest of us will probably be driven foolish from watching The Real Housewives of Orange County on a loop in some damn hotel in the County Clare. I rang the HSE to report her, but the lad on the phone said he didn't have time to talk to me because he was looking up sexy swim shorts for his fortnight in Lanzarote. I said to myself, Rosaline, you're as thick as two Kerry women waiting in line for a vaccine like some kind of sheepdog when half the country is making eyes at the airport. Then didn't I read on the news that the teachers are planning to go on strike to get the vaccine? So here is my question. How would you impersonate a teacher? Rosaline Ballet Desmond.
My cousin is a teacher. She specialises in putting on a video for the class when she has a hangover. I said, what's the best way to impersonate a teacher? She said, tell all your friends you don't support the union strike ballot and then vote for it on the sly. Hashtag time off, baby.
Hello, Struck. I'm writing to you on behalf of the beautifully spoke millionaires on the Blackrock Road. Now, I know you've a lot of influence inside in the Irish Examiner, thanks to all those photos you took at their Christmas party back in 2019. Aren't journalists fierce frisky? Anyway, I'm hereby calling on you to use this influence and arrange for some kind of punitive action to be taken against the property editor inside. You see, there was great hurt and indeed anger down here on the Blackrock Road after you ran a story during the week titled Why Kinsale Continues to be a Magnet for Millionaires. Now, first of all, dogs continue to be a magnet for fleas, but that doesn't make it right. Second of all, not all millionaires are the same. Kinsale is basically people who won the lotto or retired estate agents on their fourth wife. Or someone else's fourth wife, says you. So listen, can you threaten the property editor inside and tell him to write a story titled There Are Millionaires and Blackrock Road Millionaires? Reggie, Blackrock Road.
I got on to the property guy there and asked when he'd be able to do the article. He said one of three bed semi in Kinsale sells for under 700 grand. I'd take that as a never.
It's getting sympathetic this week on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunners, who know at least three people who are just back from Dubai. Fifi underscore White Range Rover said she feels very sorry for those two girls known as the Dubai Two. I said because they're from Dublin. She said, well, that's one reason. Hashtag the traffic, hashtag the accent, hashtag Jesus. But it's terrible that they should have to stay in a hotel when they got home. I said, because it's a Dublin hotel. I hate Dublin. She said, well, that too, but also, which one of us can honestly say we didn't sneak over to Dubai in the past 6 months because her husband Ken made a smart comment about her less than perfect cheekbones? Hashtag we've all been there. Hashtag literally. I'm a bit anxious because my Ken's ex sent him a TikTok video for his 40th. You'd think she'd cop on and use Instagram at her age. Anyway, where would I find a people smuggling operation that can get me to Dubai and back without any messing in a hotel? Jenny, Douglas Road.
My friend from college is a complete deviant. Her mother is from Watergrass Hill. I told her your story and said, what do you think? She said, that's funny. My brother asked me earlier if he should take a trip to the United Arab Emirates to get his hair done. I said, what was your reply? She said, I told him, do boy. Hashtag hilarious.
Come here. What's the story with Cork becoming the outdoor dining capital of Ireland? Like I couldn't turn on the radio during the week without hearing some gormy with a posh accent talking about pedestrianisation in the city and how it was going to herald, I know, posh word, herald a spate of outdoor dining in Cork. Sorry now, like, but we've been dining outside for donkeys. I've last counted the number of breast and the buns I've had outside Hillbillies after a feed of pints. The beauty of it is you can't even feel the rain, particularly if you're laving the gob with some oil dal while you're eating. Do you know that kind of way? But now that you can eat posh food like fish and tapenade, it's all look a cockler. It's going to be like Barcelona now, but with a better football team. City till I die, bae. So, like, in recognition of our existing outdoor dining heritage, I'd like to put a bronze statue of some fiend eating a breast and a bun on the Grand Parade. Do you think Posh Cork will support it? Don't you, Donny? Blackpool?
I can't see a commemoration working. I rang the posh cousin there and said, what would you like to do with your after club eating habits? She said, remember them. Anything after 1 p.m. was a bit of a blur. Hashtag kebab down my dress.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner. Red FM.